Hi, this is Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church with another slice of fresh bread. We're in John chapter 2 and the slice is verses 23 through 25. Maybe it'll help before I read it to remember the setting. The Gospel of John is written by the Apostle John and it is a biography of the life and ministry of Jesus. Basically, about two-thirds of the entire gospel is devoted to the first week and the last week of Jesus' public ministry, with a number of encounters and events in between. So we have been looking at a series of encounters in the last 2 weeks that John records for us to learn about how we can introduce Jesus to people, the way he is introduced to others, and the way he introduces himself in these encounters. He now has another encounter with a number of people identified as, quote, believers. Let's read about it. John chapter 2 and verse 23. Now, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover feast, many believed in his name when they saw the signs that he was doing. But Jesus, on his part, did not entrust himself to them, because he knew all people, and needed no one to bear witness about man, for he himself knew what was in man. Well, here is an interesting moment in which Jesus encounters some professing believers, but we find out that the transaction is not one of integrity, nor one of consummation. They say they believe in him, but there's a little indication. They're not believing in him as Lord and Savior, they're believing in him as a miracle worker. And so they believe in him because of the miracles he was doing, not because they needed a Savior, not because they wanted a relationship with him. Remember the disciples earlier when they were converted in chapter 1. Jesus, where are you? We want to be with you. We want to know where you're staying. We want to be with you. These are not people that want this relationship with Christ as Lord and Savior, but they do want to affirm him as a miracle worker. But he doesn't entrust himself to them. Now, he doesn't do so for two reasons. Number one, he doesn't do so because there is no coming to him by faith with repentance of sin. To have a vital and personal relationship with Christ, you need to repent of your sins and put your trust in him alone for salvation. And secondly, he doesn't entrust himself to them because the Lord does not need them. He doesn't need them in order to make himself known, nor does he need them to know man. Jesus Christ knows all men. He knows what's in us. He knows who we are. He knows us independently of whether we make ourselves known to him or not. He knows us comprehensively. He knows us infallibly. He knows us with integrity. He knows exactly what is in us. So here's a couple of takeaways for us today from Fresh Bread. The first thing is this. A true saving relationship with Christ is based not upon affirming him as a miracle worker or as an added coach to our life or our therapist for life or our call upon go-to guy for life when things aren't going well. No, you come to him savingly when you come to him as Lord and Savior to save us from our sins. And Jesus knows what's in our heart. Are we just giving lip service to him religiously, or are we coming to him desiring a relationship? Secondly, the Lord is in need of none of us. He didn't save us because he needs us. We needed him. The amazing thing is, we needed him, but don't really want him. He wants us, but he doesn't really need us. And that's the third thing to remember. Jesus knows what's in your heart and my heart. But the amazing thing, he loves sinners anyway. And he goes to the cross to save us from our sins. Not for us to just make him the miracle worker guru that we will trust and follow and identify with. But he wants us to come to him as Lord and Savior. I pray, by God's grace, that's what you've done today. Now listen, Jesus knows who really has a personal relationship with him by faith and repentance. But let's make it known to the world. We don't come to Christ simply because of his miracles and what he does gloriously and supernaturally. We come to him because he's our Savior. The Son of God has come to save us from our sins. We come to him who knows us whether we want to be known or not. We come to him who knows us and loves us anyway to go to the cross to die for us. Oh, what a Savior. Grass withers and the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord abides forever. This is a good slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.